I'll just go to Matthew 4. And it's kind of crazy because you brought out the verse. Matthew 4 talks about it. Jesus. And if you remember the story, Jesus, he's done all these miracles. He's got all this stuff. He's got his disciples. Just got his disciples. Got them. And they've seen all the miracles and all this stuff. And he's in the boat. He's in the boat. And he says to them, we're going to go to the other side. Get in the boat. We're going to go to the other side. They get in the boat. He goes to the back of the boat. And if you read it, it says he goes and he gets on a pillow and he goes to sleep. And he's knocked out. And a storm comes. And a serious storm. A lot of wind, a lot of rain, flooding. Storm comes. Even their boat is flooding. I don't know what side, but all the, and it's boat, and all the disciples are just, he just got them. Okay, he hadn't had them for 3 years. He just got them. So he got 12 disciples. Boats start to go through. They wake him up. They wake him up, and he calms the storm. You know the story. He calms the storm and all that stuff. I read some stuff into it a lot of times. He wakes up, and he says, oh, ye a little faith. In other words, you ever woke somebody up, and they got an attitude? Like sometimes I have woken Jackie up at the wrong time, and she, okay, don't do that, all right? And so, you ever woke somebody, and why'd you wake me up? All right, and so that's the kind of attitude, that's the picture I saw. Jesus was like, I was asleep. I'm not, some of you been there. You've ever been asleep and somebody wake you up and you're like, what? You woke me up for that? Now, the storm is raging. They're scared. Jesus is asleep. And this is what God hit me with. You know, again, storm talking. God's just he said, bam. He said, I wasn't going to wake up. I was going to sleep through the whole storm. If they wouldn't have woke me up, I wouldn't have got up. I was going to sleep through that whole storm. I don't want to wake up. I want to stay asleep. Now, it says when he woke up, he said, where is your faith? What he's trying to say, everything is predicated on faith. We walk by, not by sight. Without faith, it's impossible to please. So everything is predicated on faith. You got to understand, the world lives by facts. We live by faith. The world's got to see things. Got to see it. This is bigger. This is smaller. This can do this. This can't do this. Everything, the world lives by facts. We don't live by facts. We live by faith. We do everything by faith. God does everything by faith. And God wants our faith. He says, where's your faith? In the storm, where's your faith? He said, I wasn't going to wake up. Y'all woke me up. Now, it's okay. If you wake me up, I understand you're scared and all that stuff, and I'll take care of you. He proves that. But I wasn't going to wake up. So what he was telling me, he said, man, I'm going to let you go through storms. I got storms for a reason. I'm going to let you. But what I told you is we're going to go to the other side. Everybody in the boat with Jesus. Everybody in the boat with Jesus. If you're in the boat with Jesus, you're going to face a storm. And Jesus is going to be asleep. And it's all about your faith. Listen, think about it. How can you believe somebody you can't see? All of us have faith in God, right? But you can't see. Prove to me there's a God. Wendy, prove to me there's a God. I mean, show him to me. I'm coming from the world. Show him to me. Let me touch him. Let me feel him. Eva, prove to me there's a God.
I believe
it. So?
Look at your
hand. Huh?
Look at your
hand. You're standing. I'm standing here. My mama put me here. Huh? I don't know who made my mom, who made the cat, who made the dog. I don't know. It's evolution.
Yes. But you know what? When people argue that point, somebody had to make the monkey to evolve. I mean,
the atmosphere, the God, just prove it. Can you prove? I'm going by facts. I'm human. I want to prove it to me.
I
But no, prove it to me. don't kill me. I don't want to know what you think. I don't want to know what you feel. Prove it to me. How can you prove God? Rick, how can you prove God? Can you prove God? Ramona, prove God to me. Prove him to me. David, I know you. David, I know you know. Prove it to me. Prove God to me. We live by faith. You can't prove him. I can't. Well, when he says, like, remember I just asked y'all, God, and I asked you, what did God say to you? You said, no, prove it. How do you know it was God? How do you know it wasn't you? Or some spaghetti that was bad? How do you know? You don't. It's got to be by faith. All this stuff is by faith. And God wants us, our faith. And one of the reasons storms will come, and he already knew that, storms will come because he wants our faith to grow. Because everything we're going to do is by faith. We're going to walk by faith. We're going to follow him. Everything is by faith. We don't go by facts. We go by faith. If we're going to be Christian, we got to do this thing by faith. And so he wants to build our faith. One, he wants to build our faith. He wants us to build up. You ever notice some people, I noticed it when I was coming in, there were some people, it's like they love God more than, when I first got walking with the Lord, 1 Corinthians 3:16, it talks about this. It says, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's like we're a house of God. We're his house. It's where he lives. It's where he dwells. It's kind of like when I said yes to Jesus, I built him a house inside of me, inside of my spirit, and I said, come live here. And one of the things I used to notice is, especially when I first got started, I was in love with God, but I would see some other people, and they was like, they love God more than I did. And I was like, I love God. I got saved too, and they got saved, but it seemed like they love God. It seemed like they give more, they do more. How did they love God more than me? And I was like, and then it was kind of like I also saw too, it's like I would see some people, it was kind of like relationships or like marriage. You know how some people when they first get married, they in love. Ooh, I love you, I love you. And then after about 10 years, like, yeah, I love you. You know, it go down, you go down. And you kind of see that with some people with Jesus. They're in love with Jesus, then it goes down. But then you would see some others, they fall in love, and then you would see them later on, it's like their love just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I kept saying, I want that. I don't want this kind of love. I want my love to keep going up. So I was looking at people, I said, how is their love? And God began to them. He said, man, they got more room. More room, more love. More room, more faith. And in other words, the house that they built for me is bigger. See, you got a house, man. You had a house built for Jesus, but it was about this big, like a little trailer park. And we were like, well, you know. What kind of house is he building for us in heaven, preparing for us in heaven?
A mansion.
What kind of house you can build for him? One of the ways to get a bigger house for Jesus is he's going to let storms come. Because the storm come, and the wind come, and the rain come, and the flood come, he's going to knock that little house down. Why? He wants a bigger house. Does he get more room in your heart? Will he get more room in your life? And he'll send a storm. He'll use that storm so that he can become bigger inside here. God wants a bigger house. He's going to give us a mansion. Why don't you give him a mansion? Why don't you build it? He'll send that storm. Hey, I need to love God more. I need to give more to him. I need to serve God. I need him. Now, that sometimes a storm is to help build a bigger house. I need a bigger house for God. I need more faith. I need more love. I need more for God. I need something that's bigger and stronger that can handle the flood, that can handle the wind. I need something more. He wants to build our faith. He wants to test our faith. Remember this scripture? I think it's in Matthew 7. It talks about there's a man, two people build a house. And one built a house on rock, and the other one built a house on sand. And it talks about those who hear the word and do the word. A lot of times he'll test your faith. He wants to see, not did you just hear, but will you do? I deal with this all day. I'm a driving instructor. Here's what, and I tell the kids, I do just like, we're in class before, and I go through it all the time. I even get in the car. I say, listen, can you break the speed limit when you're taking the test, when you're doing your driver's instruction, when you're driving the test? All right, I'm going to pretend like I'm the driving instructor. I'm teaching them how to, and I say, can you break the speed limit? If the speed limit says 45, can you go over 45? No. What did Van just tell Van? And I tell them, no, you can't, because a lot of times they'll say, you can go 50, you can go 55. I said, no, not till you get your license. Now, when you get your license, you can go as fast as you want, okay? But while you're taking that driver's test, you can only, if it says 45, you can only go 45. I tell them, and I say, repeat back to me. Can I go 45? If the speed limit says 45. All right. They heard me. I make them say it so I know they heard it. We get in the car. We're driving down the road. Speed limit is 45. They doing 55. I'm sitting right here. And after a while, I'll say, you just flunked. What? I said, what did I say? 45. What speed are you going? 55. I know you heard me, but did you do what you heard? God will test you. He'll bring a storm to test. Are you doing what you know? I said, trust me. I said, believe in me. I said, give. I said, help. Are you doing what I told you to do? I know you heard it, but are you doing it? And he'll test you. He'll check. He'll bring a storm to see. Are you standing off? Is your house on faith? On a rock? Is it high enough? If not, you'll fall apart. I'm telling you, during this storm, some people have fallen apart. Stuff are gone. They lost stuff, and they just freaked out. They're messed up. They're messed up in my day. They don't. I don't know what to do. I don't know. And God, and they love the Lord. They're saved and all that, but they didn't listen. Like you said, one of you said, if God takes it, it was His anyway. It ain't yours. What is He trying to do? Checking your faith out. Will you love me through good and bad? It's a walk by faith. This ain't no fact. See, facts is, God, I love you because I got everything going good. I got all the food I need. I got all the house. I got everything right. I love you. That ain't faith. He's going to test you. It's going to reveal. He wants to build your faith. He wants to test your faith. He wants to reveal. Reveal what's really there. Why did they wake him up? They were scared. He says, where's your faith? They were scared. He says, where's your faith? I said we're going to the other side. I said we're going to make it to heaven. They were scared. He says, where's your faith? He understands you're scared, and he took care of their fear. He ain't a mean God and beating you up and don't like you. No. He's trying to get your faith to be greater than your fear. Could be walk by faith. We don't walk by fear. God's one thing he said, Van, I'm trying to get you to a place where you stop waking me up. You trust me. If I said you're going to make it, you're going to make it. If I want to take you home, you get to go home. I got you. It don't matter. Did you ever see Jesus walk around like this? I mean, in the book, in the Bible, if you read it, Jesus didn't walk around like this. Who? Then why should his people? And he's trying to get, and the only way you can get there is by faith. And he'll bring the storm to show you, reveal, okay, I got to work on some more of this. I got to admit, I got scared in some of this, and the Lord said, got to work on that. It's to reveal. He just wants to show you there's some stuff there. You can't work on stuff if you don't know it's there, right? And it's okay. If you were scared, I was scared. I'm okay. That's where I got to work at. Because I want to replace fear with peace, with joy, with patience. That makes sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you, Lord. You're teaching us. You're working with us. Father, bring us to a place where we don't have to wake you up. We can just trust your word. You already said it in the beginning. We're going to get to the other side. So thank you. And I thank you, Father, that if we mess up, if we fall, we get scared, that you'll calm the sea. You'll make everything right. You'll take care of us. But you're not going to give up on us, because we walk by faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for each person here. Bless them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all have a great week.